Lifetime is who we are. Shafiq is who I am. Assalamu alaikum. Coming up in today's show, the Reserve Bank keeps the repo rates unchanged, not unexpected. Political Party Funding Act comes into effect on April the 1st. Hooray. Media Hit Parade with Tanya Khoury. And after five, a weekly book review, The 1986 with William Dicey. It's all good. Hang in.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Oh 0829 913 913 is the WhatsApp line. What do you think? Yeah, it's a Friday. We got through the week. The Reserve Bank has decided to keep rates unchanged, or the repo rate unchanged, at 3.5% following the announcement by Governor Lesetša Kaganyago. The bank also revised its growth forecast for 2021. Online for comment is economist at Answisa Transaction Advisory, Mialani Makabela. Mialani, welcome.
Thanks, and the listeners.
Now, let's have a look at the announcement. First of all, I'm sure you'll agree, it is according to what everybody expected. We didn't see the Reserve Bank meddling too much with the repo rate right now.
Yeah, like the you will look at on the other side, when you look at two aspects, you find that the South African economy is still bleeding amid of the COVID-19 economic crisis. But like when you look on consumer inflation remains under control, and you know, like in the median, like in the medium term forecast, it will really still be, you know, under control within, you know, its inflation target or like targeting like range. So that gives the Reserve Bank an opportunity to keep the repo rate or leave the leave its benchmark repo rate unchanged at 3.5% in the first MPC for 2021. I think that as well, when you look on the prediction of economists, about 93% of economists from Finders South African repo rate panel, they predicted that like the repo rate will be kept like unchanged or hold the repo rate, but it is in line with the inflation forecast that points at 4% in 2021, around 4.5% in 2022, and 4.6% in 2023, while in the current moment our inflation is at 3.1%, which you can see that it is under control within the target range.
Yeah, it's an old saying, if it ain't broke, why fix it?
Come again?
I say, if it ain't broke, why fix it?
So part of the Reserve Bank, what they have done well is to maintain price stability. And we have seen that 2020, and we come 2021 with the same excellence that they continue to exhibit. So if the repo rate, is where it is, when you look at consumers as well to recover and be able to start repaying their loans or their credit facilities, whether it will be bonds or credit cards in that way. So, you know, you get to have a very balanced structure that is good for the consumers or for the domestic market to recover, because we are in recovery. And if we can probably look and be fast in thinking of increasing the repo rate, it can really affect economic activity domestically, and we really need people to be at ease with the little that they have, and then be able as well to be putting like their premiums and other like aspects with their whether it's insurance and repayments of like loans, and such assist in consumer confidence. And if consumer confidence peaks, it will be easier as well that like the economy do well. But the number of persons that have lost jobs, looking at 2.2 million. It's a huge number.
Whoa, people who have lost
jobs. So you can't really think of increasing the repo rate as well so early while you are having such a huge margin that have lost jobs.
There does seem to be a cautious air of confidence expressed by the Reserve Bank, and I think there was an interesting rider that they had, that they were well into their predictions before any announcements were made about the rollout of vaccines in South Africa itself. I'm sure you'll agree, once that very cloudy picture becomes clearer, that might also have a bearing on our future trajectory.
So, like, when you look on the prediction of the South African Reserve Bank, they highlighted last year that they might, leave like repo rate for a while unchanged, and then you look on the first quarter and the second quarter of 2021, we might not experience like a repo rate increase. So I'm expecting that in the next MPC sitting during March, we can still as well see the Reserve Bank holding the repo rate. And then again, around the 20th and the 22nd of May, normally somewhere there, they can as well keep the repo rate unchanged. And then the review might likely to come around the July MPC sitting, where probably if the Reserve Bank feels that they must encourage investors to come to the country or investors locally to put money on stocks, it will be that they can review and probably increase maybe with a 25 basis point to encourage investors, because at the same time you really need to balance for the consumers and business to be repaying their debt, but at the same time you really need to encourage investors that will come into the country with an expectation of better a return on investment or interest rate of return that is like higher, and then that will encourage such investors to put money for investment in our economy. So, you know, you really need to balance around that.
Mm-hmm.
But critically, the main thing it being their responsibility is to maintain the price like stability. While as a critical factor, and you might have seen all over the world, you know, globally, ILO has reported that about 1.6 billion people like persons have lost jobs. So if you look at that number, you know, it doesn't really affect the global community and leave South Africa. South Africa is as well impacted with whatever happens in the global like community. So investors will be looking at where there is better interest rates or where there is better returns for their money, and they would like to put money there. And it's something that we need to reconsider, so that we can as well make sure that the people that have lost jobs, investors, when they come in and invest in our economy, they are able to create jobs, so that we can reduce this number, because it is very high in a way that if we want to cut off this unemployment, we are expected to be creating around 109,000 jobs a month for the next 5 years. And that amount of jobs, you know, you really can't create such kind of jobs. Even the United States is a big economy. Those are the economies that can look and have job creation opportunities to that like level. But our country is smaller to such. It can't really create around 200,000 jobs in a month or month like by month. So it really needs, you know, like the manufacturing sector, or it needs as well key human capital driven jobs like agriculture, manufacturing, that can swallow a lot of people into the mainstream or to the job market. So if it's not that, the other The other sectors are not really capable to do much, but agriculture, mining, and manufacturing are the key drivers that we can probably look at them to reduce like unemployment, so that like the country can get back to its normality.
Mielani Makabela, economist at Answisa Transaction Advisory Services. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, and listeners, for Voice of the Truth.